a colorful rainbow. But what's the message?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the new Answers book.
At the end of Noah's flood, God made a covenant with Noah and all generations to come. He set a rainbow in the sky as a sign he'd never again send a global flood to destroy the entire earth as he'd just done. Now think about this in relation to those Christians who try to insist that Noah's flood was only local or regional. This concept is totally contrary to the Word of God. You see, we're told that the water covered the highest hills under the whole of heaven. Also, it would mean that God broke his covenant. There have been many floods since Noah's day, but they've all been local events. You see, God has kept his promise. Well, why is it that many Christians insist it was only a local event? Well, they want to accommodate the evolutionary belief in millions of years for the fossil record. And sadly, they get their answers from evolution instead of from the book of Genesis.
Were the survivors who were on board Noah's Ark the ancestors of all of us today? Ken Ham provides the answer in a great witnessing booklet on the origin of the so-called races. And because it's such a great witnessing tool, we want to mail 10 of them to you for your gift of any amount. Call us toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That number again is 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Or go to our easy-to-use website of answersoffer.org.